coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
When you think search engine strategies, specifically the conference, you think the host. And the reason why is because right there on the page, it says your host, Denny Sullivan. And we were lucky enough to capture a few minutes of his time. And I say lucky, seriously, because he's been involved in just about every single session that's going on here at this event. How do you pull it off, Danny?
The event or going to all the sessions or both?
Both.
The event's actually planned, you know, in advance. Some of the sessions we've done before, so I know that they will go smoothly. We're very fortunate to have a lot of great speakers that will come back and do it. And then there's a lot of new sessions that we really plan in advance, talk with the speakers, kind of vet them, get an idea on who's going to be good, what they're going to talk about, and get it all wrapped up to go. And then as for the getting through all the sessions, that's just sort of energy, I suppose. I start to flag towards the last days. But on the other hand, as more and more of the conference goes, and if everything's gone nice and smoothly, then it's just sort of a natural high that we're almost through and it's working. So right now I'm about 75% happy because we're about 75% through it. So
it's good to know. So any good things happen at this event that you weren't expecting?
It's funny, you know, sometimes people are always trying to figure out what's the big theme or what's the big thing that's happened. It's more... I was pleased with the indexing summit that we had because I was able to put a whole bunch of things out to a big audience of marketers and website owners and ask them, what are you interested, what are you not interested? And we could do some hands-up things in front of search engines so they could get some direct feedback and comments on what people would like to do. And they all seemed to be positive about that. I was pleased, I guess, that, you know, or amazed more that there's just so many new people still coming into this. We've got sessions where people have never been to the conference before. They're completely brand new to search marketing, and you're just sort of stunned because I think everybody kind of thinks, surely this must be everybody, and then you realize that it's not. And it's overall, it's just a lot of fun to be getting into issues and taking things forward with them.
And it seems that you've hit just about every major city in the galaxy with this particular conference. Do you get to go to each one?
No, I don't go to every single one of them, so I won't be going to the Japanese show or whatnot. I do go to all the U.S. shows because I'm the chair of those shows, and I produce the content, the editorial content for them. I'll be at the European shows. I live in the U.K., so it's pretty easy for me to make it into London and over to Germany and over to Stockholm. I'll come out for the Toronto show as well. So this will be actually a busy year. I'll probably be at more of our shows than we've ever had, and we're having more shows than we've ever had before. But there's a few things I won't make the jump out to the Japanese show, for example, that we'll be having going on. So,
as far as anything that happened so far this year, has there been any new, I guess, interesting things happening, good or bad, I suppose, within the search engine world? And when I say this past year, I'll just keep it back to 2004. Unless that's too broad for you.
I mean, go all the way back to 2004 is like, I mean, you got everything from things like the Google Geico case being, you know, having been sued, ruled upon, to Microsoft coming in as a completely brand new search engine. So it's probably easier to go back past 2 or 3 months. Seeing Microsoft out there as this big third new player, people taking advantage and understanding that, watching all the vertical searches roll out. You know, Google rolled out Google Movies earlier this week. Oh, surprise, Yahoo Movies is out today. So, you know, which is fun. I mean, that's part of the fun about search marketing. You see these new things come out and you think, now what should I be doing there? How's that going to impact me? What should I do with it from there? I think watching things like, for once, us finally getting some page-specific things, nofollow. And everybody's still dealing with how does that impact, and more important, are there other things we as website owners can get to give us even more control over search engines, and how might that impact as well? That's all kind of amazing stuff that we're still sort of digesting.
We learned something as well. Just interviewed an individual, Todd Friesen, yes, Oilman. And he had said that nofollow wouldn't specifically work because it targets blogs that are no longer being updated versus the blogs that are being updated. So it will be interesting.
See, I mean, the search marketing industry in particular has taken a lot of flack because of the comment spam, because there are obviously a group of people who are doing that. Not everybody, and it's certainly unfair to characterize the entire industry that way, but, you know, it can happen. But at the same time, the people who have been in the industry saying no follow will not be the solution, that have been absolutely right. It was never going to be a solution to that. And anybody who's running a blog and thought, oh, I'll just put no follow on it and that's it, it's done, that was foolishness. Having said that, it's a nice deterrent. like to have that. More important as a web author, I love that we can have that control because there are other things beyond it. I mean, we have people who are concerned about who they're linking to that don't run blogs, that just have ordinary pages and aren't certain if they really want to touch another page with their link in that way. Well, now they have an option, so that's great. So even if it didn't solve blog comment spam, you still have to do things there. It's still solutions for other types of stuff, which I'm glad to have.
Personally, I'm pretty excited to see desktop search starting to get talked about. You've got Google with their desktop search. MSN has got their own. Yahoo is using X1, and then Copernic with their desktop search tool. Do you think there's any kind of crossover between desktop and a traditional internet-based search engine?
I think we're seeing that, and I think especially you saw Google kind of change that metaphor for us when they basically made desktop search web search, because it is one of the links there, and it comes up that way. I think there is some crossover. I find it more compelling with Google because, in a way, even though they call it desktop search, it's really personal search. It's really helping you find things you've already found before because it's indexing your archive. These other desktop search tools that let you find the things you've already surfed before as well, then again, there's that crossover. Is there a lot of crossover between doing a search across the web and finding that something was in your email? I don't think the crossover is as strong there. I think in many cases, if you're really actually looking for something just on your computer, not from something that you surfed on the web, the connection isn't as there. But it's nice to at least have that blended view in some cases. And it's great to have all these tools that we didn't even have up until 4 months ago. Now we got choice after choice after choice, and they're all free too. So,
okay, this might date me a bit, and you may not know the answer to this question, but do you know what happened to Scott Yanoff? If you know who Scott Yanoff was.
From the familiar set, where?
The internet list, Scott Yanoff's internet list, way back before there was a Yahoo, stanford.edu/Yahoo.
I bet Chris Sherman would know. He's tend to be our internet history guru, and he tracks all those sorts of days. I don't remember where he went. At our San Jose show, we had a great session called Search Memories, and we brought back InfoSeek, AltaVista, Louis Meunier was there, Steve Kirsch from InfoSeek, one of the original engineers at Excite, and we had someone else that was on it as well. And it was just great, everybody going through and talking about how things had developed and where they'd come from. I think it was Brian Pinkerson from WebCrawl. I might be wrong on that, but it's interesting to see where some of those people have wound up and what's happened with them from there. But that is going pretty far back.
It's like I said, I knew it would probably date me. In terms of what's happening in the space? I know, obviously, we're pretty excited about a lot of things that's happened recently. But what was the first thing that really bit you? What got you so hooked into search engines?
There was a lack of information. So when I first started looking at search engines, it was in 95, and I was looking and trying to understand how they worked because there was literally nothing out there. And when I figured out some of these basic things that were there, some of the search engines that were important, you know, I wanted to put it out there, sort of my contribution, because I had learned a lot about the internet from a lot of early sources that were out there in 94, 95, where people were talking about internet marketing and basic types of things. So I thought this is a great role to kind of fill and put the information away, and I've just been fortunate that it's continued on.
Seems to have paid off pretty well. You've put on a pretty good conference, so I hear, except for the Wi-Fi. That's the only issue that people seem to be having here at the Hilton.
Well, I mean, Chicago, we didn't have Wi-Fi, so we constantly tweak things up further and further and further. So people were very upset in Chicago because not just that they didn't have Wi-Fi, but the conference was very removed from the hotel. You had a very long walk, as anybody who's been at the Chicago show knows. It was all enclosed, but it was a good 10-minute walk. And so if you wanted to go back and blog something up quickly or get in touch, you had to go back to your hotel room and do it. Here at the hotel, we actually put in hotspots downstairs, which we've never had before, and I've actually pushed and said I'd really like to see us do it. So, and I'm not certain how well they've worked. If they're not working well, we'll look to improve it, but at least we got them. The hotel, of course, itself has Wi-Fi in the rooms and has dedicated, and I think we've just overwhelmed them. You know, and that's a hotel issue, but, you know, yesterday morning I went to go online. I'm not getting anything, and, you know, it irritates me as much as everybody else, but I think we've got every room up there with every computer on going broadband, and it might be a bit more than the New York Hilton is used to.
I'll try to keep this question limited, not go back years and years and years, but as far as this year is concerned, has there been anybody that you were looking forward to meeting maybe for the first time?
At a search conference?
Here.
In New York, or?
Or have you met everybody already? Anybody?
it was, I mean, I met a lot of people, but it was like the session we just had. It was interesting to meet and talk with the, you know, counsel in the Geico case. That's something I look forward to. I mean, it's like we've been reading about it from afar and an opportunity to sit there and talk with them. At the session we did earlier today, we talked, you know, we had Ben Edelman who'd done all the spyware stuff. So it's nice to actually meet him in person and have the face to put to it and talk to him a little bit on the side to see what's going on with it from there. I guess I overall, I mean, it sounds dumb or like what you'd expect or whatever, but the thing I look forward to the most is actually just looking and talking to the different marketers. Because that's where you get a sense of what's going on. And it's nice to have that check-in here three times a year, if you will, to find out what's happening. We'll have a forum tonight that's just completely open. And I just sort of like, what do you guys want to talk about? And that's always my favorite part, even though I'm tired, because we just go wherever anybody wants to go and you get a sense of what their concerns are, what's happening, and you see where it goes from there. So,
now we had a chance to speak with, I think, BL earlier, and she's been someone who's been proselytizing blogs as a strategy with marketing and search engines. Are there a lot of those questions from marketers who are still trying to grok the concept of what a blog is and what makes it different from a web page?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's reflected by anybody who's sort of involved with the internet and sees the growth of blogs and is wondering if they're being steamrolled over or if that's going to be something they're missing out on or whatnot. There's still a lot of people trying to figure it out. It's also a difficult thing because everything we do is central to search, and having a blog is not a search marketing activity, but it could be helpful for some of your search marketing activity. So, you know, that it may be that if you're putting your content out in a blog format, you're going to then be able to be picked up by blog-specific search engines that get used more and more, and there's a reason why you might need to do that. So that's something that you do need to be aware of, to whereas you could put out the same information that's simply not in a blog format, and then they don't care. Not that the information is any less important, it's just that they don't deal with, you know, the post-by-post type of thing and the permalinks and stuff with it from there. I think the bigger issue for a lot of the marketers really are feeds. And they don't, you know, and blogs are not feeds and feeds are not blogs. There's a little mix in both ways. And I think the marketers are more really understanding that feeds are going to be crucial to them because there's opportunities for ads and feeds. There's opportunity for distribution in feeds. Feeds can have an impact on how quickly you can update information, whether it's information from a blog or from your website or whatnot. So they're trying to understand that at the same time, of course, you know, the blogosphere and the feedosphere itself is trying to understand it as well as we go through it all.
It's pretty exciting, and I thank you and Jupiter Media for allowing us to come here and enjoy the event and bask in the glow that is Search Engine.
Great. Well, I'm very pleased to have you here, and I hope that those who didn't get to make it at least get something out of the... Are we being podcast? Is this it?
You could call it a podcast. We do attach these files as MP3s or WMAs in the enclosure, but we also do a live broadcast. So
I'm happy to be both on live radio and finally make it into the area of podcasting as well, I suppose.
So. Oh, so this is your first foray into podcasting, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. We'll take it with it from there. So cool.
Well, Danny, thanks again.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.